朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这叫做新的生命。
Brothers, this is what's called the newness of this life.
啊，这个新的生命在我们的生命里面，我们怎么样子来运用它
？This life in us, how do we allow it to live? Utilize it.
啊，有一个小孩子，他刚刚信主啊。
There's a child who just was newly saved.
嗯，他很小啊。
He was very young.
有一天，他去教会聚会的时候。
One day while he's on his way to church.
他的爷爷那天没去，就给了他两个硬币啊。
His grandpa didn't go that day, so the grandpa gave him two coins.
啊，一个带去奉献，一个留给你自己。
It's a one is for you to offer, one is for you to keep.
啊，所以小孩子就跑去了。
So the little kid he ran.
等到他聚会回来的时候，爷爷就问他。
When he came home, his grandpa asked him.
他说我给你的钱你拿去奉献没有
？Did I give you the money that I gave you to offer? Did you offer it?
他说有。
He says yes.
所以这个爷爷就很好奇，因为他看到这个小家伙跑掉的时候，有一个空银从他口袋掉出来了。
And so as this little boy was running away, the grandpa noticed that there was a coin that fell out of his pocket.
他就很好奇，他真的会拿去另外一个去奉献吗？
So before the grandpa noticed that this boy before he went to church, this coin had fell. One of the coin had fell out.
他那个小孙子就跟他做见证，他说我要去奉献的时候啊。
So his grandson told him when I was about to go offer.
原来一个口袋一个的，他说我伸手到口袋里面一摸。只剩下一个了，我就跟耶稣说 ，sorry， 他说你的那个掉了。
And so the little boy says, I reached into my pocket, I noticed it was only one, so I told Jesus, Jesus, sorry, yours got lost.
他说我也说不出为什么，你们就觉得 it's not right， 不对。
And then the little boy said, after I said that, something inside my heart just felt that that wasn't right.
为什么掉的是 Jesus， 不是你的呢
？Why is it what it was lost was Jesus and it wasn't mine？
所以他说我里面后来就顺服了，我就把那个奉献了。
He said, "Then I obey, and I took that coin that I had, and I offered it in the box."
哦，那爷爷好高兴，抱着他又在奖赏他。
And Grandpa was so proud of him. Grandpa rewarded him.
弟兄姊妹，其实你真进入新生命的时候，生命是有感觉的。
My brothers, when you enter into the newness of this life has a feeling within.
所以从你们今天开，从你们信主开始，其实在我们的生命里面。我们一定会有新生命的感觉在我们里面。
So the moment that we are regenerated, we have this newness of life. This life has its senses.
虽然可能圣经不熟
，perhaps you don't know the scriptures very well.
可能从来没来过教会多久，但是这些都不是重要的事情。
You haven't been at church for a long time, but none of these things are that important.
一个再小的生命，它都有生命的感觉。
No matter how small the life, that life has its senses.
我拿三瓶白粉放在孩子们面前，这白粉不是 drug 哈，不要误会。
If I take three veils and put them with a white powder. They're not drugs before a kid.
一个糖，一个盐，一个是消炎药磨成粉啊，三个都是白的。
Sugar, salt, antibiotic that's been crushed into powder. I put it before a child.
你让一个小孩子才一岁，你让他去试试看。
You let a child who's 1 year old and have him try it.
他到头来，他一定喜欢那个糖的。
At the very end of his trial, he will always pick the sugar.
他会说还要。
He will say, "I want more."
咸的、苦的，他都不要。
But that was salty. That was bitter.
对不对？因为他再小，他没有知识，可是他有感觉。
He has no knowledge of any of this, but his life has a senses.
所以新生命在我们里面的时候，他是有感觉的。这个生命虽然幼小，但是他有感觉的。
This new not life, though it may be immature, but it has a senses. It can feel.
所以圣经上告诉我们。要照着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
So that's why the scripture says, according to the anointing of the Spirit, dwell in Christ.
所以我们信了主，如果我们做的不讨神喜悦的事，里面没有感觉，其实都是一个危机，都是红灯啊。
Brothers, if we acknowledge that we believe in Jesus, yet we do not have these warning lights that goes off when we do something that is wrong, that is sinful, that is telling us there's something wrong with our lives.
我列的经文虽然没有空讲，但是请大家可以回家。
I don't have the time to go through every single.Verse, I really want to ask everybody take the time to go through it as you go.
第二个，我所要见证的救恩是见证我脱下的旧人，穿上的新人。
And I want also testify and signify that what I have put off the old man, that I put on the new man.
我不仅仅在我里面有新的生命，有感觉。
And not only is there a sense of this new life within me.
而且在我外面的生活我会有不一样的生活。
But outwardly, my lifestyle, my living, they will be different.
因为什么样子的生命就过什么样子的生活。
Because whatever life that we possess, that life will live out that lifestyle.
所以加拉太书三章二十七节他说你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
And so Galatians chapter 3 verse 27 says, for as many as you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
有两个这个比喻可以让大家了解啊。
There are two illustrations that I can give to help you understand this a little better.
假如在这边有三桶不同的油漆啊。
There are three buckets of paint.
有金色的，有红色的，有黑色的。
They're gold, red, and black.
我现在把我的手放到金的这个油漆里面出来的时候，我就披戴的金色，对不对
？If I put my hand into the one that is gold paint.What I bring out, what you see is a gold hand.
我把孩子的玩具如果放到这个红色的里面拿出来的时候，它就披戴了红色，它变成红的了。
We take a child's toy when we put it in the bucket with the red paint. When we take it out, the whole thing is red.
所以今天你们受浸放到水里面，当你水里面起来的时候，你就开始披戴基督了。
And when you are immersed in this water and you are brought out, now what you carry is Christ.
别人看到我们身上最大的特色就是我们所进入的基督，对不对？
The greatest characteristic is that now you have entered.Into Christ.
那第二个 illustration 啊，第二个
the second illustration
啊，就穿上衣服，他说披戴基督。
And this notion of putting on clothes.
圣经上每次讲到衣服的时候，都讲到我们生活的见证。
And every time the scripture mentions clothing, it talks about our testimony, the testimony of our lives.
衣服也讲到我们特殊的这个身份和地位。
And clothing also talks about our stature and our position.
所以旧约祭司他们要找礼服，要穿礼服。
So the Old Testament for the priest, they have to wear an ephod.
今天假如说国豪弟兄啊他是个警察
Let's say today brother Robin he is a cop
假装了他比警察还大他穿着一个工作服短裤在那边修东西跟你打球你不知道他是谁
So when he is in shorts and t-shirts and he's playing ball with you, you perhaps you don't know who he is
等到他一穿上警服穿上军服别人就知道、哦、在他身上带着权柄、
The moment that he puts on a cop's uniform now all of a sudden we know that he possesses authority
他有执法的权利了
Now he now has the authority to administer and to administer to the law
你进到医院你在候客室里面等等等谁进来你都不太在乎等到一个穿白袍的进来你知道他是医生
And in the waiting room in the hospital people would come through the door one after anotherPerhaps you don't care, but the moment when a doctor comes through with his gown, now you care about him.
所以我们披戴基督，一方面说到我们的生命，我们的生活要能够见证荣耀他。
When we put on Christ, on the one hand, our lives has to be able to glorify Him.
另外，我们是基督的代表了。
On the second hand, we are representation.
因为我们披的是基督啊。
Because what we put on is Christ.
所以圣经上才会讲到我们一举一动要有新生的样式。
So that's why the scripture says that no matter what we do, there should be the newness of life.
这是一个新的生活。
So this is a new way of living.
所以在这里他不光讲到我们披戴的基督他说你们要脱去从前行为上的旧人
So the scripture tells us you need to put off concerning your former conduct
然后穿上新人
And then put on the new man
虽然并不是我们一得救以后永远再也不失败
It's not to say that once we are baptized, we're saved, we'll never fail again
但是我们这一生里面要操练的一个功课就是我脱去旧人心智改换一新然后穿上新人
But our entire life, every single day of our walk we have to exercise the putting off this old man and put on a new man and walk every single day with Christ
我决定相信大家每一天都在经历脱衣服穿衣服对不对
And I know every single one of us, we experience this taking off our clothes and putting on clothes.
然后很少人一个礼拜从来不脱衣服。
Very seldomly does one person go through the whole week without changing his clothes.
以前我听到一个弟兄，连长弟兄，他说他的 roommate 懒到一个地步，他的毛衣，一天是正的，一天是反的。
And there was a brother, elderly brother, he said that he actually roomed with someone who wear the same sweater inside out.Right side, whatever.
难到地步，今天是正的，穿完脱了是变成反的，明天就穿反的，后天又穿正的。
So Monday he wears it one way, Tuesday he flips it and wear it the other way, and Wednesday he flips it around, wear it the right way again.
他根本不在乎别人怎么看他。
He didn't really care about how people viewed him.
但是我们基督徒，我们要非常在乎我们在人面前的见证。
But we as Christians, we do need to care about our testimony before men.
脱去旧人。
We need to put off the old
man. 我的衣服脏了，我就要脱掉它。
When the clothing's dirty, we need to take it off.
我不可能放了满身番茄酱，我现在站在这里跟你们讲道。
It would be impossible for me to stand right here with my suit full of ketchup.
当我注意到我被玷污，我脏了，我需要在主的面前，我的心智要改换，我要脱掉旧人，穿上新人。
When I know that I am dirty, I am defiled, my mind needs to be transformed. It needs to have this notion. I need to take it off.
所以在我们人生的路上，我们一定会有失败，一定会跌倒，一定会有玷污的时候。
And as we go through life's journey, we will have time of failure. We have times where we are defiled, we are corrupted.
但是什么时候被玷污弄脏了，什么时候我就脱下它来。
Whenever we are dirty, we realize we need to take it off.
让我在什么时候穿上新人。
And at that very moment, we put on Christ.
所以整个基督徒是一个成长的人生。
So a life for a Christian, every single day is a day of growth.
第三个在这里所表明的救恩是表明我跟世界，跟整个黑暗的权势，跟旧造的世界，我再也不属于他们。
Thirdly, we testify that when we are baptized, it signifies that I no longer belong to the world.
圣经用以色列出埃及过红海表明受尽。
The Old Testament uses the Exodus,passing through the Red Sea as the typology of baptism.
表明我跟世界是分开来的。
It speaks of the fact that I am separated from the world. I'm separated from Egypt.
弄挪亚一家八口进了方舟，然后洪水下来审判全地，表示我们跟旧造整个旧造的世界是分开来的。
It uses the typology of the time of Noah when the flood came. It speaks of the salvation where I am separated from the old creation.
同样保罗也告诉我们，我们从黑暗的权势中被救出来，归入爱子的国度，是一个光明的国度。
So Paul says that we are also now have been brought out of this kingdom of darkness and conveyed into the kingdom of light of the beloved Son.
让我们脱离的所有仇敌在我们身上的权势。
That we may be set free from all the bondage of the evil one over our lives.
我从小到大看到很多这个在受浸里面或是听过很明显的一些的经历和见证。
And growing up, I've seen a very vivid testimonies of people who go through this baptism and the change in their lives.
当然有的人那天静下来起来的好像天开的一样，喜乐的不得了。
And some people, when they are baptized that particular day, when they came out of the water, there was a joy that is unspeakable.
不是每一个人起来都这么喜乐，像我有五个哥哥，中间有一个哥哥，他就那天受浸完整夜都睡不着觉，他高兴的不得了。
And one of my brothers, after he was baptized, he couldn't sleep that entire night because he was just so joyous.
所有忧愁叹息都逃避了。
All sorrow, all the pain that they all fled from him.
我们教会有一个弟兄，他是最后进池的，因为他自己身上有很严重的皮肤病。
And I also remember there was a brother, he was the last one to be baptized that day because he actually had some skin disease.
他说好像莱曼一样，他进到水里面出来的时候他病好了。
And that particular day when he was baptized, he came out of the water, he was like Naaman, all his skin just cleared up.
还有很多人在浸池里面就被圣灵充满，整个人哭起来，喜乐得不得了，圣灵浇灌他。
And there are people who are standing in the baptismal pool, and the Holy Spirit would fill them, and they would just overcome with the Spirit of God.
还有人原来被黑暗权势辖制的，每夜做噩梦，恶魔来压制他，压迫他。
And there would be those who would have nightmares every single night because satanic spirits would just be, a demonic spirit would just be hovering over them.
当他受浸起来的时候，再也没有这些经历了。
And the moment they are baptized, after they're baptized, these things have fled from them.
整个黑暗的权势被埋在水里面去了。
The power of darkness has now been buried under the water.
他跟他的过去再也没有关系，他在基督里是一个新造的人。
He no longer has anything to do with his past because he's a new creation in Christ.
旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
Everything old has passed.The way everything has now become new.
弟兄姊妹，主把我们放在基督里，这是太荣耀的事情。
This is a glorious thing when the Lord hides us and puts us in Christ.
前两天做见证，举了我们中间不久前被主接去的一个长老姊妹，我叫她张师母。
There's a sister Zhang. She passed away not too long ago. She was with us.
我跟于师母在1982年进到红木城教会的时候，她那时候在那边，她说她非常非常爱主的一个老姊妹。
In 1982, Pastor Nancy and I were pastoring over a fellowship in Redwood City. She was a sister. sister that was with us already.
她说她年轻的时候正好是对日抗战。
And when she was young, China was fighting the Japanese.
她说那时候年轻的女孩子都要非常非常小心，因为很可能被抓去强暴了。
And young women at that time, they really need to be careful because they could easily be enslaved and be raped.
她说他们走在马路上，只要听到日本军队的那种脚步声，他们全部都要躲起来。
And when soon as they hear the marching of soldiers, immediately they would hide.
他只要听到日本人讲话，他们全部都躲在里面不敢出来。
As soon as they hear people speaking Japanese, they would all hide. They would not come out.
我的母亲也是这样的，那个日本人到我家来敲敲门，我妈妈躲在那个房间里面，出来都不敢出来。
My mother told the same story that you know when the Japanese came knocking on our doors, they all the women hid in the house. They would not come out.
等到八年抗战结束的时候
，And after 8 years of war with them, and the war came to an end.
收音机上都听到日本人已经投降了，无条件投降。
And on the radio, we heard that the Japanese would surrender unconditionally.
大家一面在那里欢乐的时候
，And as everybody was celebrating, everybody was being jubilant.
他说他里面的害怕还是没有办法除去，当他走到马路上一听到日本人他又躲起来。
She says that the fear within her could not be taken away. She was on the street walking when soon as she hears Japanese she would hide.
然后他突然被提醒想起来说日本人已经投降了，所以他又勇敢地走出来。
And as she was reminded the Japanese have already surrendered, then she would come out of her hiding and she would walk.
弟兄姊妹，我们太习惯活在仇敌的辖制，活在旧照里面。
And brothers and sisters, so often we are so accustomed to living under the oppression of the enemy and in the old creation.
所以保罗提醒我们，我们再也不欠肉体的债，去顺从他活着。
Apostle reminds that we are no longer debtors to the flesh, that we will live according
to the flesh. 我们今天在基督里不仅是新造的人，我们有新的地位。
But not only do we have this new position, as we are new creations in Christ.
我们有新的关系跟神。这伟大的神发生的关系。
We have a new relationship with God, a relationship with the Almighty God.
所以今天是我们来斥责仇敌，赶逐魔鬼，而不是魔鬼来辖制我们。
Today the authority has been given to us that we may cast out, we may control the boundaries of the enemy.
所以哥罗西书说他把我们救了，脱离黑暗的权势，迁到爱子的国里。
So Colossians tells us that we've been delivered and saved from the kingdom of the evil one, and we've been conveyed to the kingdom of the Son.
受浸的第三个重要的意义就是我们加入教会的生活。
And then also means that as we are baptized, we are now entered into a church life.
这个圣经的经文里面，在这边列的，像加拉太书第三章。他说你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了，并不分犹太人希腊人，是主的为奴的，或男或女，因为你们在基督里都变成为一了。
Galatians chapter 3 tells us, for as many as you were baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
因为这里所提到的三件事情都是当时最严重最严重的这种对立分别。
And these three comparisons that are mentioned in this verse speaks of, at that particular time, the contrast between the two groups.
犹太人跟外邦人。
The Jews and the Greeks.
做主人的跟做奴仆的。
Those who are slaves, those who are masters, free.
男人或女人。
Those who are male, those who are female.
这是今天的女人不能了解的。
Women nowadays probably cannot comprehend.
那个时候男人女人的地位差太多了。
The position between man and women are very, very drastically different.
但是保罗告诉我们，借着受浸，我们在基督里都变成一个了。
But Paul says that through baptism, we have all entered into this one.
哥林多前书十二章十三节也说，不管是犹太人、希腊人、为奴的、自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
First Corinthians chapter 12 tells us, for by one spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into the one spirit.
这件事情不管你相信也好不相信也好，它都发生了。
Whether you believe it or not, these things have happened.
在圣灵的里面，在客观的地位上，我们都被摆到基督的身体里面。
Objectively, we are now placed, we are all placed into the body of Christ.
但是你发现使徒行传第二章告诉我们，他不光受洗门徒添了三千人，他们都开始过教会的生活。
And Acts chapter 2 gives a very clear illustration. When the 3,000 were saved, immediately they were plugged into this body life.
不光在救恩上客观上他们归到了基督的身体里面。
Not only subjectively, they know that they are now brought into the body of Christ.
他们开始过教会的生活，恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接拨饼祈祷。
And so they continue steadfast in the apostles' doctrines and fellowship, and the breaking of bread and in prayer. prayers.
所以信耶稣以后一定要加入教会的生活。
So after we've come into a saving faith in Christ, we have to plug ourselves into the body life.
在肢体彼此的相爱扶持里面、保护里面，我们一起来成长。
And the care and the love of the body that we continue to grow together.
我们也一起来侍奉神。
And we come together to serve God.
所以一个炭火如果把它从炭堆拿出来，它早晚会冷掉，会灭掉的。
A bundle of coal, we take one out and put it all by itself. Eventually, that coal is going to diminish and is going to be put out.
摆在一起，它自己就长起来了。
But if it's together with that pile, it will stay hot. It will stay glowing.
它再冷淡也都会变热的。
No matter how cool it is by itself, it will warm up.
好，那我们现在简单讲一下我们在 SVCA。对受浸的实行
very quickly, we're just going to go through the implementation of baptism here at SVCA.
刚才我们已经讲过了，受浸跟剥饼这两件实在是太重要、太重要的事情。
And we mentioned earlier today how important baptism and communion is for us.
它属灵的意义，它在我们身上所带来的祝福和影响是一生之久的。
The spiritual significance and the blessing that it brings about into our lives is something for a lifetime.
所以第一个，我们要求所有受浸的人是要很清楚、很清楚已经接受耶稣基督的救恩。
So all those who are baptized, they must absolutely be certain of the salvation that they believe.
因为我们教会是 believers baptism, 是信主重生得救的人才能受浸。
And our church definitely hold fast to the believer baptism. Only those who are born again, who believe unto Christ, can baptize.
所以我们为什么要有浸前班啊？
This is the reason why we have this class series for everyone.
圣经上没有明说，但是我们需要有。
The Bible doesn't say that you have to have these classes, but we do it.
因为我们要帮助这些自己认为说他要信耶稣的人真正清楚得救悔改归向神
Because for those who believe or who think that they want to believe in Jesus, we want to take them through a process where they can evaluate and think through, do I truly want to repent and change and come back to God?
因为不仅仅在教会的历史上就包括今天这个时代教会里面有太多的悲剧发生 tragedy.
And not only through church history, even in our time and our generation, there are too many tragedies that are happening in Christendom.
这是 John Piper 用的字叫做 tragedy, 他说这是一个悲剧。
John Piper tells us to use this particular word, and it's a tragedy.
就是他明明没有重生得救，没有真正悔改归向神，但是我们却让他以为他信了，甚至为他施洗。
Those who have not truly repented, those who have not been born again, yet we...allow them to be baptized, allow them to think that they are saved.
等到将来他面临永远审判的时候，他要怪谁呢？
And when they stand before the judgment seat, when they stand before judgment day, who are they going to blame?
他会说那个时候某某弟兄恭喜我说你还要感谢主你得到永生了。
He said such and such a brother actually congratulated me and said you have eternal life.
但是我们里面没有真正的接受耶稣做我个人的救主。
But I have not truly received Jesus Christ as my personal savior.
我没有真正在神的面前悔改归向他。
As my personalLord, I have not truly repented and returned to Him.
我只把耶稣当作一个伟人来接受，我只是把基督徒的生活当作一个很理想的 lifestyle.
I receive Jesus as a great man. I receive Christianity as a wonderful lifestyle.
我只是羡慕基督徒的喜乐和平安，所以我愿意，但是我跟主没有关系。
I long for the joy and the peace that Christians have, but I don't really care about this relationship with a God.
所以我们要有进前班，而且我们只接受已经信主的人。
And again, we have these classes for the purpose that people can walk through these things, that they truly have received Christ to be their personal Lord and Savior.
然后我们实行浸水礼。
And then we will administer this the baptism.
我刚才已经说的哈，死得彻底，活得痛快。
And we said that the more thorough is your death,the more joy that you will enjoy in life.
要死就全死，不要不死不活的。
If you're going to die, be dead.Don't be partially dead.
英国有一个国王受浸的时候，他就是留着一只手不肯放到水里面去。
There was a king when he was baptized in England. When he was baptized, he left one of his hands above the water.
为他施浸的就问他说 ，Majesty, 你为什么不肯把手放进去
？The one who was administering baptism for him asked his Majesty, "Why didn't you allow your hand to enter into water?"
他说我要留着这只手。报杀父之仇
And I have to keep my hand to avenge my father, the one who's killed my father.
弟兄姊妹，我们受浸不来这一套，所以今天全部都得下。
Brothers and sisters, we don't baptize that way. When we're baptized today, we're going to be immersed in water completely.
虽然有些教会实行点水礼，有浇水礼，有各式各样的礼，但是我们愿意尽可能的照着圣经上的教导原文字的意思，把大家。
And our church, again, we like to follow as closely as what's demonstrated in Scripture. We like to take a brother and sister, we like to immerse you in water.
而且不光我这么说，我们教会做神家消息报告的弟兄比我还 advanced， 他把你们丢到 大游泳池还是海里面哈？你们等一下看那个广告，就是是在一个很大的池里面在那边游泳。
You'll get a chance to see the video earlier. The brothers and sisters who are actually made this video are bolder than I am. We're plunging you into this big pool.
啊，那个不是我叫他做的，他已经 catch 到了，要死得痛快啊。
He caught that message where when we die completely.
那第三个，我们主持敬礼的这个人必须是能够代表教会，因为你要加入教会。
And the person who is administering baptism needs to be able to represent the church because you are now added into the body of Christ.
所以我们教会的牧长团队会从 MED 的里面找同工来为大家施浸。
So the elder board that represents the leadership of our church will find someone within the MED group and have them administer baptism.
代表你们受浸了以后愿意加入主把你们摆在的 local 的聚会。
Symbolizes the fact that once you are baptized, you are now plugged into this particular local church, this local fellowship.
有一次我碰到一个年轻的弟兄，他说他自己在 San Diego 去参加一个 mega church。
And there was a brother, young brother that I met. He said when he was in San Diego, he was part of a mega church.
Yeah, 那其实，他说他去参加那个聚会的时候，他非常佩服教会的 senior pastor 那天对着会众讲的话。
And he was he was very moved by what the senior pastor said to the congregation that day.
他说如果你不肯加入教会的侍奉。
And he said to everyone, if you do not want to be a part of the service and the ministry here, this church,
你不肯在这个教会里面奉献,
if you aren't willing to offer in this church,
他说我们这个教会仍然会欢迎你来, 但是请你千万不要对别人说, this is my home church.
And our church will continue to welcome you, but please don't tell anybody that this is your home church.
因为你没有把你真正的 commit 在一个 local church.
Because you have not committed yourself into this local church.
弟兄姊妹, 我们不是要你们加入 SVCA 的会员, 这绝对不是我们的意思。
Brothers and sisters, the purpose, please hear me very clearly, we're not asking you to be a member of SVCA.
但是我们一定要有一个地方的教会是我可以投身其中，我在这里学顺服，学配搭，我在这里过教会的生活。
But there has to be a local church where you are plugged into, where you're learning to co-work with others, where you're learning how to grow with the body of Christ.
不是像换餐馆一样，吃一吃，过几天换一家，过几天换一家，你永远不会长进的。
You can't go church hopping from church to church just like you can visit restaurants. You'll never grow that way.
那我们也希望弟兄姊妹能够受浸以后就在众人面前做见证，这是我们等一下会看到的。
And we also want everybody before they are baptized, they would confess and testify before everyone of their faith.
我们牧长之同工交通过以后，我们希望能够有一个新的改变，就是让我们受浸完直接就可以擘饼，这是太有福的事情了。
And we certainly change our format now that after you are baptized, we will haveCommunion service where brothers and sisters can partake of the bread and the cup.
在这两件最能够见证主的爱，能够见证与主联合，见证教会合一的这个事情上，我们一起在主的面前进行。
And then we continue to grow, we continue to proceed concerning these two things where it demonstrates and proclaims the love of Christ and the unity of the body.
受浸是神家的大事，所以我们改成早上，也是希望所有的弟兄姊妹都能够一起来参加这样子的聚会，不是下午很多人都不在了。
And baptism is a great thing for the house of God. And we moved in the morning so that we all may be partakers, not just in the afternoon with, you know, maybe a few brothers could come.
那我们也希望受浸的人能够看重这件事情，因为教会很看重。
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。